Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to the Zach Gelb Show.
It's going to be a party all night long in Toronto. It's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Our friends in Toronto, they're going to the NBA Finals, and they'll tip things off on their home court as they welcome in the Golden State Warriors, who are looking for their third championship in a row. Let's get the Toronto perspective on their series victory up against the Milwaukee Bucks as they do win Game 6, another come-from-behind victory in a big run, 26-3 towards the end of the third and then into the early part of the fourth quarter. Put the Raptors in a very nice spot. We welcome in a good friend to the show, NBA TV Canada Raptors analyst, and that is Sherman Hamilton, who's kind enough to give us a few minutes right now on CBS Sports Radio. Sherman, I'm sure you're in a miserable mood, so I'll ask you, how are you?
I'm in one of the best miserable moods I've ever been in when you think about what transpired tonight.
I can't believe it still. This was a team that was down 2-0. You know, they win the double overtime in Game 3. They're clearly the better team in Game 4. And then in Games 5 and 6, they showed why they were the better team in this series. And they came from behind. It didn't matter what the score was. What a performance, and really, what a run. We said in the open, 26-3 run. They really did shut Milwaukee down. That was something.
Well, it was. It was real special when you think about the fact that at 2 points during the game, the Raptors were down by 15 points. And they were able to fight back twice to get back in this game and get a W. But it speaks to the fact that even in game four, where the Raptors were down, game five, where the Raptors were down 18-4 to start the game, there was no quitting them. And they were able to fight back. And Milwaukee showed a bit of a weakness in their armor. They kind of continued to take steps backwards and retreated when the Raptors put pressure on them. But I credit the Raptors for having the resilience, having the understanding, and I know we'll get to him, but that guy number two, Kawhi Leonard, he's a pretty special guy, and he really calms this team down and gives them the confidence that they need to get through those rough waters.
How do you describe what number two has done?
It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, when you get a chance to see these great players come into your town, and you go on the road and you see them play, it's one thing. You see them a few times a year. But to watch Kawhi, his preparation, how he takes care of his body, his attention to detail, and the fact that his mind is so sharp as a two-way player, it's special to see night in, night out. Now, and then you get to the playoffs, and you know he's got another gear, but you just don't know what it looks like until you actually see it. And to see him perform at this level, night in, night out in the playoffs, has been unbelievable, and it really gives you a greater appreciation for what greatness is in the NBA.
In terms of all the players in the NBA, where do you rank Kawhi Leonard?
Well, I rank him number one. He to me, is the best two-way player in the NBA. In terms of a scorer, I think Kevin Durant's got him in terms of being able to just flat-out put the ball in the basket. James Harden's another guy who scores a lot. But as far as a two-way player, a guy who can not only score but defend his position and multiple positions, I'd put Kawhi at the top of the list.
And, hey, it's crazy to think where he was a year ago. And we all know how great he is, winning the Finals MVP against the Heat when he was a member with the Spurs. But last year was not a good year for Kawhi Leonard. It did not make him look good. And now he is back in the NBA Finals. It's really crazy. And, hey, we all know, as we're talking to Sherman Hamilton, the topic of conversation for Raptors fans this year is, can they get to the Finals? But also, is Kawhi Leonard going to stay? When I'm watching the game last night and when I'm watching Game 5 as well, I'm thinking about it when I'm seeing this greatness. And I'm saying, Why would he leave? Like, where are you going to go? You're going to go to L.A. and join LeBron and be second fiddle? You're going to join the Clippers, which is not as good as a basketball team as the Raptors? Are you going to go to New York and join the circus that are the New York Knicks or even the Nets, where, once again, yeah, you'll be the number one guy on the Nets, but that's not a better team than the Raptors. I think Kawhi Leonard really should stay. What's your feel on it?
Well, I agree with you, and I think thousands and tens of thousands of Raptor fans and millions of Canadians think that he should stay as well. There's no question that this team built around Kawhi has been able to accomplish what the Raptors have never accomplished in their franchise's history. Having said that, coming into this season, there was a clear understanding and belief that Kawhi probably wouldn't stick around after this season. I don't know if potentially winning a championship in Toronto changes that. I don't know if getting to the finals and not completing the deal would make him want to stay in Toronto. All I know is that right now this organization is doing everything they can to make sure that he wants to be around. Going to the finals definitely helps. But at the end of the day, Kawhi is going to do what Kawhi wants to do. And if he wants to go back home to L.A., he'll go to L.A. and go back home. You just can't determine that right now. And for the Raptors, it's not a topic that you want to broach at this point anyway. You have bigger things to deal with right now. There's a finals ahead of you. You want to see how your team does and then deal with the Kawhi situation after that.
Over the last few years, Raptors fans would always call in and say, hey, you're not giving us enough respect. And I would say, well, I don't buy you could get to the finals as long as LeBron James is in that conference. This year, they deserve the respect, but also we have to give a lot of credit to Masai Ujiri because he, you know, moved on and made a tough decision to get rid of DeMar DeRozan, and he brings in Kawhi Leonard. He gets Gasol at the deadline and also fired Dwayne Casey, who was very popular and makes Nick Nurse the head coach. Give me a little bit on Ujiri and then also how Nick Nurse has changed this team to help them get over the hump.
Well, Masai just saw a team that was going to achieve a certain level, and that was it. And the argument is, well, everybody lost to LeBron in the Eastern Conference, whether it was second round or the Eastern Conference Finals. They ended up losing to LeBron when he was in Cleveland. Masai wasn't settling for that. He didn't want to use that as an excuse. Now, when this whole deal came down, knowing LeBron was going to leave wasn't something that anybody knew, but the fact that it coincides with the Raptors getting Kawhi, LeBron James leaving the Eastern Conference, Dwayne Casey already made the decision to release Dwayne Casey, and he was moving on from that whole era because DeMar was the face of the franchise. Dwayne had brought the franchise to heights that it had never seen before. So Masai was rolling the dice in a way saying that, I feel that this team can be better. I can make some moves to make this team better. And he had to make some tough decisions about some quality people in Dwayne Casey and DeMar DeRozan, who gave a lot to the franchise in terms of moving on without them. And he made that tough decision. He received a lot of flack for it. But right now, I bet you all the naysayers are pretty happy with his decision. And as far as Nick Nurse goes, Nick Nurse was an assistant coach with the Raptors.
Yep.
So he knew about the personnel, the organization, the system, the strengths, the weaknesses. And then he got this new, brand new, shiny Ferrari named Kawhi Leonard that he had to just make sure it stayed on the road, right? And that's a pretty, pretty good situation to be in. And Nick Nurse has done a good job just working with all the situations and permutations of lineups that he had to deal with and just keeping this thing in the right direction. And now this team is heading to the finals.
You're there in Toronto. How do you describe what this win means for the fans of the Toronto Raptors?
Well, it's bigger than that. It's for the country because, as you know, this is the only NBA basketball team in the country. So everybody has their eyes on the Raptors, and it's huge. I mean, we've seen the influx of Canadian basketball players that are in the NBA. It's growing year after year. This year, another top three pick in RJ Barrett's going to be in the NBA. So we're just seeing the quality of basketball raise to a height that we've never seen in Canada before. And it has a lot to do with the success of the Raptors. And you think about this organization and what it puts into the communities around this country to help grow the game of basketball, it's paying dividends on both sides. And I think if you're a Raptor fan, or if you're a basketball fan, before the Raptors even came to Toronto, there was an understanding that this country could support basketball, it loved basketball, but being viewed as a hockey country, it never really got the light of day. Now for those fans who are seeing this Raptor team excel at the highest level, they can come out of the woodwork and say, yeah, we're here. We've been here the whole time. And here's the reason why. So it's a proud moment. It's a humbling moment. It's kind of surreal. And I think it's just a lot of excitement surrounding the potential of going to the final.
Last one for Sherman Hamilton. And Sherman, I got about a minute left. If you had to make the argument on why the Raptors can win this series against Golden State, I don't see how Golden State loses. And it didn't matter who they played, in my opinion. Give me the argument for the Raptors on what they could do to try to beat the Warriors.
Oh, number one, I think that the Raptors have shown defensively that they can really be a lockdown team. And I know when you're dealing with Steph and Klay and Draymond Green and the way they shoot the basketball, and if Kevin Durant gets back, a difficult proposition. But they're going to have to hang their hat on their defense. And the Raptors beat Golden State twice this season. And what they were able to do was make sure that Golden State didn't have those 15, 20-point spurts, because they can open a game up very quickly. And they've been able to kind of fire back with offensive firepower as well. So if they can defend at the level that they know they can, while still providing the offensive punch that they've had throughout most of the season, they feel they can win. And to me, you got the first two games at home. If you take care of that, then you can probably have a bit more confidence heading out to Oakland.
Sherman Hamilton, thank you so much. You're the best. We'll talk again down the road. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Always appreciate when we get to talk to Sherman Hamilton. And he gives us a little perspective on the Toronto Raptors and really what it means for all Canadians to have the Toronto Raptors going to the NBA Finals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.